it's going to be a great presentation. And of course, you know, in municipalities around the world, not just in Simcoe County, there's some things that people do that seem to really detract from really allowing the community to prosper in that. And this Doug Griffiths, he's served as an MLA out west and at the local level, and he was a school teacher and a professor and those kind of things. So he really started studying this. You know, what really kind of causes harm to certain communities? Because what he did, he started studying similar-sized communities, you know, that were the same distance from maybe a major metropolitan area, and say, this one's really vibrant and successful, and this one's almost dead. You know, why is that happening? And he identified kind of 13 different things that are kind of common, and you'll find them to some degree even in a city like Barrie, you know. But unfortunately, in some smaller communities that are growing slower, sometimes they get a little more deep-rooted. And I saw this fellow at the Roma conference in February, and along with one of our counselors, Sandy McConkie, and we talked about it, and I talked with the mayor of Wasaga Beach at the time, and met with the Clearview mayor, and we decided, because we kind of share a common economic development sector, so we said, well, why don't we sponsor this guy, and why don't we bring him and invite our businesses and also the residents, come and hear this, because a lot of the residents kill opportunity, because sometimes you go to a small community and a new business tries to start up, you know, and people work against them, you know, instead of actually helping them to prosper and create jobs and those type of things. So there's a really, really helpful hints. And he obviously identifies some of those things when it comes to volunteerism. And they call them STP, same 10 people. If you ever go into a small community, you go to a different organization, went to yep. four meetings, you find the same 10 people. Well, how do you get beyond that? One of the things that I really like that he emphasizes is that really focus on the seniors and the youth, because sometimes they get left out of the equation, you know, and yet there's a great resource. They typically have more time than those people working full-time that are involved in these organizations. And there's no question about it, and I laughed when I read the chapter and also when he did his presentation. In many ways, you know, like my grandchildren don't find any fault with what I do, and I don't find any fault with what they do. So there's kind of a common ground that we share, where sometimes as parents we're a little more critical of our own children, and we know that our children are very critical of us mm-hmm. as parents. So he said, you know, tap into that resource, because they're both ends are open to new ideas. And of course you have the experience of the seniors that, you know, can say, well, yeah, we tried that, but I would do it a little differently. So those are the kind of things that'll be in this present. And plus he's a very, very humorous guy. And so I am expecting a great evening. So it's May 15th, you know, Monday, 7 p.m. at the Wasaga Beach Recplex. Again, if you're listening to this, come on out. Just see, maybe you're one of those people that are helping kill your community. And with some minor corrections, I mean, we can all make much better communities.
And there's no cost to anybody.
No cost. As a matter of fact, yes, it's free. The three of us are sponsoring this event. We think it's worthwhile, because if one person changes their attitude, because communities, that's the other thing he emphasizes, community attitude dictates whether it's successful or not. And you think about that. And simple things. Like sometimes, you know, someone wants to come into town and they want to compete with another business. Well, there's a tendency to put, well, we don't want any competition. We want to control our own kind of environment. And of course, you know, when there's no competition, there's no motivation to do a better job. There's no motivation to have better customer service. There's no motivation to have better products or kind of lower prices than that. So he goes through all those kind of routines. So it's very, very enlightening, and I think very insightful for those that are in business or want to be in business. And there's no question there's huge opportunities in our small kind of towns and hamlets throughout Simcoe County. So hopefully people will really get something out of it.
And again, that's this coming Monday night, the 15th, 7 o'clock at the Recplex at Wasaga Beach.
You got it.